become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who need us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Everybody's starting to monitor down.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, hour two, on this 20th day of September 2005. The show is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. And just a few more minutes here with Eric Schein. We'll take a couple of more calls. Robert in Wisconsin. Hello, Robert.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I wrote a letter to my congressman, which was a waste of ink. I have found out, consequently. But I had mentioned to him shortly before we had gone into Iraq and the pounding of the drums and all that stuff. And I said, if the situation is so dire as to take away my Fourth Amendment rights, all these, the Homeland Security, the other Patriot Act too, and so on, that why don't we seize out of the patent office all these patents for fuel systems, for carburation, for these ceramic engines and all these other things, and why don't we get the synthetic fuel formula that the Germans ran their whole war machine for the second half of the war? And he never even bothered to respond.
Well, now you understand why.
Well, yeah, I do.
Yeah, because
you talk about nationalizing, you know.
No, we're not talking about nationalizing.
He was talking about breaking the oil cartel's grip that we have in this country, because, you know.
Well, which would be the only way to do it would be to nationalize it.
No, it wouldn't. No, because you know, Eric, you said it last hour. We used to have laws on the books that prevented any company or any type of company that provided services to not monopolize an entire industry.
Antitrust laws.
There you go. And that's exactly what they have done here. And we're being told. Now, the latest and the greatest here, we got the new hurricane, a lovely Rita, coming up through the Gulf here. And what did oil do today? Well, it spiked $5 a barrel. Why? Because, on fears that it might interrupt production or supply.
But these oil companies are public trust. They're in private hands. They're held and entrusted into private trust or private interest. But they're still a public trust, because what's done with that oil, or how it's obtained, or how we burn it efficiently or not, or whatever, it's not only a civil defense issue, it's a national security issue.
Well,
and at some point, the issue of like what a public trust really is needs to be reconsidered.
Well,
and
I don't...
Well, a perfect example, real quick, is WD-40. It was created by taxpayer money. One guy took it, now it's proprietary, he owns and controls it, or it's a family or whatever. I think it's been, I don't know if it's been assumed. I think it's still a private family. But he has benefited and made this huge company off of it, and all this money. And, for innovation like that, the guy should be rewarded big time. But at some point, the WD-40 was made by public money. We paid for that. It's like creating the space shuttle and then taking it and giving it all over to Boeing and saying, here, you have all the stuff that we paid for. We're going to give this to you as a huge gift. Do with it what you will.
My point was that if we are under such stress with all these dilemmas facing us, in the name, in that same vein of national security, let us just take them out, make 1,000 copies of each patent, send them out to the general public, make them, and let's get 100 miles to the gallon. And this one last point, I don't know if you fellas heard.
Hang on 1 second. We can hear the music. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon DH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We've got Ted Pike coming up here in a few minutes. He's waiting in the wings, as they say. Robert in Wisconsin, if you would finish your point, and Bill in St. Louis, I'll take your call, and then we'll go to our next guest.
Sure will. Yesterday, I think it was Brent Johnson, that I guess a contract was awarded to a subsidiary of Halliburton. Now, if it's true or not, to remove the gold from the teeth of the Katrina victims so they could recycle it. The contract was for $115 million, I believe, because they need these for contacts, they need these for computer whatevers.
Boy, does that sound Nazi-ish to you?
Yeah, oh. I was going to say the same thing, John.
If it's true, but let's face it, we have witnessed this kind of savagery and contempt for human life by so many generations of politicians down the line. It's almost time to put the line in the sand and say, that's it, boys. Now, Our courts are against us, our police are against us, and everybody's against us, so let's take this thing. You know, had 100,000 civilians gone down to New Orleans, we could have got that thing squared away 10 times faster.
Robert, the key to this is an educated public. If we want to take this back without too much of a muss or a fuss or an interruption in business, we have the governed out here wake up look what they're being governed by, and decide that, you know, we're not going to take your de facto government anymore. We want the de jure kind. That worked a lot better, and you people have to go, and go now.
Yeah, I pray for this all the time, but the people I talk to, I write letters to newspaper after newspaper. I just keep ragging on these people, and I don't even get a response.
Well, what do you want? Them to admit that you're right? They can't do that because they've got to hang on to their phony baloney jobs for another week or two.
Well, I guess I'd like somebody to say to concur that Mr. Davis's letter in the paper last week was very appropriate, and I agree with it, or something. These people are running around mindless. Where can I catch a bass? Where's the best snowmobiling?
And, Robert, I'll say this again. Until the public at large demands that we have honest reporting, honest newspapers, and honest mainstream media once again, nothing is going to change in this country. This is what I've been harping on people for so long, it's making me sick to repeat it.
Oh, I know. And
you're here.
And I want you to know how grateful I am for your voice, for the other voices that are out there to speak the truth. And I try to listen to as many as I can and pass some information down to the herd, but the herd is just passing up their cud and are re-chewing it again, and
I think people are waking up. I think a lot more people are waking up.
Eric, I'm
God bless you guys. I'll let you go.
Thank you, Robert. Eric, I'm in agreement with you because this is people have been conditioned in their lives that if they have the better way to do things, they have the better widget, they got a better plan, that most people are logical, and if they see common sense right in front of them, that they'll adopt it immediately. Well, we have a slight problem in this country. The people have been so dumbed down, so conditioned, so dependent on government, they have forgotten how to think for themselves. You know, I mean, these aren't the people that hopped in Conestoga wagons here and forged westward and built a nation.
These people are being intentionally starved and then spoon-fed.
That's exactly right. So it's going to take a little while to change the public at large, their attitudes and how they view things. And that's why it's been – I am almost explode every time I start talking about this, because a lot of people out there, the people that even listen to this broadcast, have been consigned just to absorb the information, and that's it. And because of embarrassment or maybe getting a dirty look at work, or maybe somebody argues with them at the corner Stop and Rob store, whatever the case may be, they have chosen to keep their mouth shut, and that is the one recipe that's going to guarantee disaster for them, me, you, our children, everybody.
The world, the planet.
There you go.
Yeah. Real quick, and I'll let you jump off, just real quick. Look what they've done to me as not only a federal officer and a military officer and a graduate of a federal service academy. They came after me and filed a formal complaint and prosecuted me aggressively and used my civil complaints stepped on my civil complaints in federal district court, stepped upon and used my complaints against me as evidence, and then even denied me so much as a hearing so I couldn't even somehow defend myself. They fabricated evidence, stole evidence. I mean, this is our federal government. They're spending millions of dollars upon just one individual like me to shut me up. It's a perfect example of the same mindset that they're doing on a broader scale,
Eric,
like all the people in the South.
Eric, like everything else that they do, they fail. They haven't shut you up. It's obvious.
No,
you're talking today. I'll tell you what, let me take a couple more callers. I've got to let Eric go here in a couple of minutes because I have Ted Pike with some very important information. So let me go to Bill in St. Louis as promised, and then we'll go to our next guest, Ted Pike, on the issue, folks, and this is an important one, and I got to get this information out there. So Bill in St. Louis. Hello, Bill. You're on with Eric Schein.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Listen, James Baker and Jimmy Carter were all over the news yesterday on all the talk shows, espousing the wonders of the new national ID card and how it's going to make voting so much simpler all across and so much fairer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to put all our minds at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And they're free, so they don't cost nothing.
Yeah.
But
did you hear Joe Biden when in questioning the new and he will be confirmed. The new Supreme Court guy here. Biden actually said about the computer chips, about forced implants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this is not an indication, I hope people are paying attention. Maybe they don't pay attention enough to what's going on around them. Listen to their verbiage. We've been talking about this for years. You know, when they first start coming out with the advertisements, well, chip Fluffy, because, well, if you ever lose Fluffy, he's got a chip and we can find him.
Oh, exactly.
Well, doesn't that go...
Your children in case Katrina hits.
Exactly. Aren't they more important than Fluffy the dog? Well, so why wouldn't you take the same measures to protect your children?
John, this is the mark of the beast.
It is.
Because if you don't accept that card... If you refuse that card, you're not going to be able to open up a bank account. You're not going to be able to get a loan. You're not going to be able to cash a check.
Bill, do you remember Vice President Gore under the Clinton administration holding up the card at a news conference and saying, "This is the prototype for the national ID card"? He even stole the verbiage from the Bible. He said, "You will not be able to buy or sell unless you have the card."
Exactly.
So I don't know where people's minds are at, but they better get them right.
When it comes right down to it, are you going to accept that card or are you going to refuse that card?
Well, you know what? I have a sneaking suspicion that a lot of people that wouldn't want to are going to for the sake of go along, get along, and for a matter of convenience.
Exactly.
Yeah, they will.
Exactly.
But
and they'll try to rationalize it away. It's not really the mark. It's
no.
not the, you know.
No, yeah. It's just for national security purposes, right, Eric?
Right.
Bill?
We're in big trouble.
Yes, we are, sir. Yeah. But we're out here fighting it every day, and we need more people. You know, what we're doing here is building the New World Order resistance, and we're doing it in a lawful and peaceful manner. What they cannot stand is constantly being hammered with the truth, and that's what we're here for. But we must add to our numbers, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you guys keep it up. You guys just stick in there and
make me happy, Bill. Make me happy. In the next 30 days, go find five new listeners to the network.
Exactly.
All right. Exactly.
All
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Hey,
okay.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate your call, sir.
God bless you.
All right.
John, that's what I wanted to end on real quick, and I'll jump off so Ted can get on here and you get that info out.
All right.
Is the line in the sand has been drawn. No, make no mistake about it. We're right in the middle of total civil war. I mean, class warfare has been declared not only against American people, but all people of the world. And unless people start to take actions now, I think September 24th is a thing in L.A. and New York and other towns. It's an anti-war rally, and there's supposed to be millions of people that are going to go to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have things every week in all the cities that people can go to that want to, that can congregate and assemble and learn and pass on information. And if people would take the time to grab two people every day and inform them about any topic you want, but that's related to all this stuff, about the changes in the bankruptcy laws, eminent domain,
and make it. And Eric, you're right. Make it a habit. Do you leave the house without putting on your underwear or brushing your teeth?
Nope.
Okay. We do this every day. We're creatures of habit. We do the same thing every day. If people will just incorporate today, I'm going to pledge to get two more people to listen to the network. If they would
do
that,
you know how I try to end it every conversation.
How's that?
Peace.
There you go. Eric Stein.
Thank you, John. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it very much. And my friend, it looks like we may have an opportunity here in the near future. We have shortwave time opening up, and I know you expressed an interest in doing a show on the network.
I want it badly.
And I think you would be a great addition because of all the millions of dollars they spent trying to shut you up, we're going to give you a venue in which you can open up and say the word.
But you understand, though, I am, quote-unquote, I have been found guilty of being medically, mentally incompetent, as by the Department of Homeland Security, without due process or hearing.
Well, it sounds like you're just my kind of terrorist. Eric Schein.
All right, John.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, sir.
Hey, my piece too to Ted.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right, Eric Schein. Yeah, folks, we're going to be adding, this it's good stuff that's happening here. As a matter of fact, I tuned into WWRB 11920 and well, there was a national intel report on. We're testing out new frequencies, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to expand our shortwave time because now we can afford it. And we're going to be bringing you at least 12 hours a day shortwave. Oh, that's right. So you can hear the programming in case you can't hear it on an AM or FM station or you're not on the Internet or, you're just out in boo-foo someplace, and you don't have any of that stuff. So we're working on it real hard to bring you more information. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Back. I have with me Ted Pike. Good afternoon, Mr. Pike. How are you doing this afternoon?
Real good, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're on Rents.com. I think several of your stories are up there.
Yes, in fact, I'm on him tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific if anybody wants to hear more of this.
Well, I don't know where Jeff Rents is. He decided to drop shortwave. That was a bad mistake on his part, but he's on a lot of AM and FM stations around the country. So if you listen to Rents, you need to hear the program tonight.
Yes.
The House approves the anti-hate bill. Passage of fought crime bill spells doom to free talk radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, in a surprise move, the big federal anti-hate bill that you and I and others have been resisting over the last year was put on fast track and was actually passed by the House of Representatives. It was passed 223-199, which is a pretty respectable margin. And actually, I knew that the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, already had those votes and even more last September. But I wasn't sure when they were going to try to push this through. I did hear of Barney Frank, the homosexual representative from Massachusetts, arguing on C-SPAN this week that with the possible emergence of racism out of the Katrina hurricane and so on, it was vital that federal and local police get united to combat possible hate crimes in the future. And that seems to be adequate argumentation for these members of Congress to pass this.
Wait a minute. Reverend Ted Pike, what does Katrina have to do with hate crimes?
Well, I didn't actually hear him, but a person who was listening to the program recounted that his argumentation was that, as I understand it, his argumentation was that with so much bad blood about so many blacks being neglected by the federal government and so on, there could be a lot of hate crime and racism coming out of that, and it was time for the federal government to step up its efforts to unite not only local crisis management with the federal government, but also enforcement of civil rights laws on the local level. And, of course, this federal hate bill is a massive power play by the federal government, by the ADL, to basically break down states' rights in law enforcement, giving the federal government and hate crimes bureaucracy the right to trample on time-honored barriers which have kept the federal government from meddling with local attorney generals and civil rights enforcement.
Well, and, you know, the question was asked, while Katrina's going on, while we still are ferreting through all the information about September 11, 2001. We're trying to keep track of the government, and it's Gestapo that they're setting up, Homeland Security, and using Patriot Act 1 and 2 and all of these things. The question was, while we're being distracted, what else is going on?
Yeah.
And on September 14th, ladies and gentlemen, your House of Representatives approved the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005. And the B'nai B'rith has been behind this, as it was with the hate crime laws in Canada. And what they're basically saying here, folks, that, well, this is because we want to stop anti-Semitism. Now, Ted, the ADL will not touch me. I just searched their site again today. My name come up in some cursory matters, but I'm not a target. And I should be, because obviously to the ADL, I'm a purveyor of hate crime out there because I'm speaking the truth. But the reason they won't attack me is because I've made the distinction between true Jewry and the Zionism that's taken a hold of, you know, Israel and, gosh, the ADL. Well, they've always were Zionists to begin with, but they know, the point is, they know that I know the difference. Therefore, they're not going to bring attention to me, people searching me out just to see what an ogre I am. They're not, you know, the old saying is, if you want to advertise something, it doesn't matter whether it's good or bad press, it's all good. They don't want to point any attention to this network whatsoever. They're scared to death to even talk about it because out of idle curiosity, people will start listening to it, and that's the last thing that they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And the same is true of me. I've been the primary mongoose, if you will, baiting and harrying the ADL cobra over the last year, and in more than 140 programs, I have gone after the ADL. I've pointed out that the ADL is part, and always has been, of a huge international Jewish, fraternal, religious, a charitable organization, educational organization called B'nai B'rith International. And B'nai B'rith International has 2,100 lodges or chapters worldwide. It has about 500,000 to half a million Jewish members in it. And they are truly, truly setting up an anti-hate bureaucracy, not only in Canada, Australia, in Europe, but they're setting up a huge bureaucracy right now in Europe. It's called the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Now, B'nai B'rith has presences in 55 nations of the world. And it's not a coincidence that 55 nations now have joined what's called OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, all of them buying in and endorsing the ADL B'nai B'rith plan for a hate crimes to Gestapo worldwide.
All right, we've got to take the break. We'll be back with Ted Pike, and we're talking about, and look it up, folks, it is H.R. 2662. And they're shoving it in the Child Safety Act, H.R. 3132. It was approved. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's examine a little bit here, Ted, what H.R. 2662 and the Senate version of this 1145 is going to be doing here.
Yes, basically, in a nutshell, this is a breakdown, an invasion of the barrier between states' rights and federal law rights in law enforcement. The ADL B'nai B'rith people have been extremely frustrated that even though they did pass a federal hate law back in 1968, it has been unenforceable because states' rights of protection from federal intrusion have been so strong. And there's a lot of legalese and complicated and evasive language in this bill which evade people's comprehension. But basically, this will immediately give the federal government the right to require the states to have an ADL version of a hate law. And if they don't, or if they don't enforce it adequately or zealously enough, the federal government has the right to come in any time and take over the management of hate crimes trials and so on. And under the flimsiest of pretexts, such as going across state boundaries in the commission of some kind of hate crime or anything like that. In fact, they also say that any kind of hate-motivated violence in the state is a modern relic of slavery. It's an evidence of the presence of slavery existing in the United States today, which traditionally has given the federal government the right to invade states' rights as they did in the South during the Civil War. So there are all kinds of skewed and concocted pretexts in this bill for one main purpose, and that is to establish a complete unification between the federal government and the states in law enforcement. And basically, what that creates is a police state in which the police on the local level and the police on the federal level will be working in complete concert. And I've been a little concerned out of this Katrina disaster. We hear so much talk now of we need greater federal-local cooperation and so on. Well, that argument hasn't been lost to the Barney Franks and the ADLs who have seized this opportunity now to persuade the House of Representatives basically to unite the federal and the local level of hate crimes law enforcement.
Now, what has the hate crime laws, for instance, let's look at Canada. What has it done to Canada?
Well, in Canada, back around 1965, B'nai B'rith Canada, which is the northern branch of the ADL B'nai B'rith, and the Canadian Jewish Congress started an intensive program of lobbying Parliament to pass their own version of a hate bill, and this was successfully accomplished in 1971. Now basically, there's a huge difference between the U.S. and in Canada in that they don't have the First Amendment protections. And up there, hate crime is extremely easy to define. It means if you say anything against a federally protected group, such as Jews or homosexuals, and it hurts their feelings, if it hurts the members of that federally protected group's feelings or estimation of themselves and so on, then those aggrieved parties can report you to the hate crimes tribunal system, and you can be brought up on charges which will exhaust you financially and could result in prison, as well as up to several hundred thousand dollars in legal costs. Now, here in the United States, ostensibly we have more protection. According to the ADL state hate laws, 47 of the 50 states passed these hate laws back during the 1990s, and this also was the hate law that prosecuted these Christians last October 10th in Philadelphia. According to state hate laws, ADL hate laws, what you have to have is you have to have, number one, bias motivation, and then number two, you have to have evidence that this bias motivation prompted someone to violate the law in some smaller or great manner. So you have to have some kind of infraction of law mixed with bias motivation, whereas in Canada and in countries of the world without First Amendment protections, all you have to have is evidence that you are biased against homosexuality. Now, in reality, as we saw in Pennsylvania...
Oh, wait a minute. Reverend,
you mean
if I follow the Bible and I think homosexuality is abhorrent, is a terrible thing, according to God and his teachings, well then, what God do they pray to? I'm a little confused that I can't speak out against homosexuality, I can't speak out against Zionism, that they want to take the First Amendment and throw it right down the toilet to make it easier for them, the evildoers of the planet, to do their job. I'm going to read from your article here.
Okay.
That's posted on rents.com, folks, and I would suggest that you go there and read Reverend Ted Pike's writings here. Evangelical lovers of Israel would neither believe that our government could consider them anti-Semitic, yet the U.S. State Department's new Department of Global Anti-Semitism now defines anti-Semitism in a way that makes Bible-believing Christians into anti-Semites. Now, you think I'm joking? I am not. The State Department's 40-page report on global anti-Semitism cites a recent example of anti-Semitism in Poland. The pastor of St. Brigid Church in Gdansk told parishioners during services that Jews killed Jesus and the prophets. Well, what's wrong with that? According to Jewish leadership, plenty. Jewish leaders say it was this millennia-old accusation that ultimately led to the Holocaust, to millions of Jewish Christ killers being herded into the prison camps and gas chambers of Auschwitz, Dachau, etc. You can't get any more anti-Semitic than that. They protest. I'm sorry, I don't remember the history book saying that that Adolf Hitler, professing his belief in Jesus Christ and Christianity, had to do away with the Jews because, well, they were anti-Christian.
Well, what they claim is that beginning with Martin Luther, who was quite vehement in his criticism of the Talmud and Phariseeism and Judaism and so on, there's that almost a subliminal, subconscious awareness in the German people over the hundreds of years since the Reformation, which has anti-Semitic tendencies, and it united with the nationalistic racial views of evolutionary Darwinism and Hitler and Hegel and Nietzsche and all of those people, and finally tipped the balance to create public complicity with this idea that the Jews were a degenerate race, they were Christ killers and so on, and they should be killed. All of this is bogus, of course. It is all fabricated in order to justify one great ultimate goal, which has been, by the way, the goal of rabbinic, Pharisaic, Talmudic Judaism ever since they persecuted Christianity in the Book of Acts, and that is to renew persecution of Christianity in the world today.
Look, even Caesar. Caesar didn't want to have anything to do with killing Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Pontius Pilate.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pontius Pilate. He was forced by the good Jewish people at the time to do away with him because, well, actually, it was a threat to their belief system. I mean, even Pontius Pilate washed his hands of this deal and he said, look, I'm going to send this guy back to Herod. I don't want to make that decision. They actually forced him, and they even complained. I'll tell you what. If folks have any idea how much they hate, and I'm saying Zionists, folks, Jews don't care, okay? Normal, Torah-believing, conservative Jews, they don't believe in going after another person's race and or religious affiliation. But let me read you something here, folks. Right off the ADO website, I'm looking at it right now. By the way, it was started in 1913, the time that we got the international banksters and the income tax. You think that's a coincidence? I guarantee you it's not. This is what the ADL website says on the Ten Commandments ruling. The ADL welcomed the decision of the Supreme Court to bar the display of the Ten Commandments inside two Kentucky courthouses, calling it a victory for the separation of church and state. The court said clearly that a display of the King James Bible version of the Ten Commandments in these courthouses was unconstitutional. But they also say, the League expressed its disappointment in a related decision upholding the constitutionality of a large granite Ten Commandments monument on the Texas Capitol grounds, also containing text from the King James Version. These people, look, let's talk a little bit about the hypocrisy of this, because they're going after people because of extremism. They're going after people because they're biased or they're hateful or whatever the case may be. Reverend Pike, have you ever seen a group of people that have been absolutely so hateful of Christianity in your entire life on planet Earth here?
Well, I have in my library here the great Babylonian Talmud, and I also have the five books of the Zohar. And you're absolutely right. They posture as being defenders of freedom of speech and civil rights and separation of church and state.
Well, that's why they're busy crafting laws against free speech, right?
Well, that's right. And right now in the State Department, we're having the unification, literally, of synagogue and state as the ADL B'nai B'rit, which is an international religious Jewish organization, more to the left than most Orthodox, perhaps, but it's an international Jewish organization, is ghostwriting this 40-page article report, a worldwide report for the State Department, and they are behind the scenes here laying down twisted definitions. There are about 12 definitions, and somebody told me that you read some of them on your program, how they are distorting what true anti-Semitism is. And, of course, real anti-Semitism means that you believe that Jews, because of their race, because of their heredity, are inherently evil and subversive and corruptive and degenerate and all those things. And that is evil. That's what Hitler believed, and that's what some of the KKK and even some white identity groups believe. That's racism. That's evil. I have nothing to do with that, and I repudiate that racistic point of view. But on the other hand, the Hebrew prophets, the Jews' own literature, going back all the way back to the time of Moses and of the prophets such as Jeremiah and Ezekiel and so on, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, they all excoriated the evil leadership in Judaism that rises up and leads the people astray and leads the people into destruction. Now, that is not anti-Semitism. That biblical reproof and rebuke of evil Jewish leaders is not anti-Semitism. It is a biblically endorsed, wholesome cleansing of the Jewish people, attempting to lead them to repent of their sins and turn to God in salvation. And that's exactly, to a T, that is exactly what I'm doing on the national level right now. My message is no different from Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, and so on, which says the evil Jewish leaders, the B'nai B'rith of today, is doing what the false prophets and evil leaders did in that day, leading the Jewish people astray. I should mention that I'm getting support from some preeminent Jewish leaders, notably Rabbi Lappin. Rabbi Daniel Lappin is on Trinity Broadcasting Network nationally and internationally. He has come out with some strong statements against ADL B'nai B'rith. In fact, he says now that evangelical Christians, and this is unprecedented, evangelical Christians should now be on their guard against secular Jewish leadership, because he says that secular Jewish leadership, meaning ADL B'nai B'rith, is in, quote, relentless antagonism, relentless opposition to Christianity. And there's just one more quote that's too good for me to pass up. He said on a talk show recently, he says, it's a real tragedy that an organization like the ADL, which was originally formed 100 years ago or more to fight defamation of Jews, is now contributing so sadly to the very defamation it was formed to prevent.
Well, and you know, while you're talking here, Reverend, I was just thinking about something. We've got the ADL in this country that we know is anti-American and anti-Christian. And I don't want to take the time right now to rebuke that, because in our circles it's well known.
Yes.
But I would like to just say this. We have a 501c3, the American Defamation League.
Yes.
And they call themselves Anti-Defamation League. They are enjoying status of tax-free foundational work in this country. They are priming, as you said, they ghost wrote the 40-page report on global anti-Semitism. They have been educating police departments,
yes,
for years and years and years throughout this country. Why is it we don't go after the ADL itself, since all this evil is emanating out of the ADL itself? Why don't we have them removed from this country?
Well, years ago, the ACLU claimed a certain privilege and immunity from criticism, but the new right caught on back in the 80s about the ACLU and made them their whipping boy. But you see, the ACLU is only about 30% Jewish in its leadership, whereas the ADL, B'nai B'rith, is 100% Jewish in their national and international leadership. And everybody knows that to criticize a venerable international institution such as B'nai B'rith International and its programs and its legislative agenda could be construed by these organizations as anti-Semitism. In fact, the twisted definition of anti-Semitism now in the Webster's Dictionary says that criticism of things Jewish is anti-Semitism, and that is nonsense. But everybody's afraid. All the televangelists, all the right-wing people are afraid that if they criticize the hate crimes program, then the ADL will come against them, describe them as anti-Semitic, and have them ruined. And what that's basically done for you and me is create a tremendous vacuum here, so we can go on the air nationally. We don't have any competition when we bring these tremendous truths and threat of the hate laws to this country to light, because everyone else is terrified of this term anti-Semitism, which can be thrown against them.
Reverend, let me ask you a question, because you've been accused of this before. It's a rhetorical question, and it doesn't really require an answer, but you're not a hateful man. You have a very good, loving heart.
Yes.
I would like to think of myself as being the same way, because I'm not prejudicial against people of their color, their race, or their religious beliefs. I am not, because I am not God. I do not create people, therefore I cannot judge them by their religious beliefs. But we're not talking about necessarily a religion here, are we?
No, we aren't. Rabbi Lapin refers to it as secular Judaism. It's more liberal left-wing than Orthodox Judaism, but the truth of the matter is that the B'nai B'rith International, I'm just looking at their website, the front header on the website, it says, with on-the-ground members and supporters in more than 50 countries, we are, in a real sense, the body and soul of the Jewish world. B'nai B'rith is a synonym for organized Jewry. Now, this is not some far-left kooky group that do not represent the Jewish thinking. These are the evil leaders like the Pharisees who led the people astray even in the time of Jesus. And right now they are pushing hard for this federal hate bill. And before we end here, I'd like to just say just a little more about it. Could I do that, John?
Sure, absolutely. We have callers, by the way, holding.
Oh, okay. Now this federal hate bill, which has now passed the House of Representatives, is a rider. It's an amendment on this Child Protection Act. That means that those members of Congress, of the House, who voted for this bill can change their mind. It's not set in concrete. Similarly with the Senate. Within this month, the Senate will vote and will probably pass it. But if we have a howl of protest from the American people going into Congress right now to both the House and Senate, you see, these two resolutions by the House and the Senate have to be arbitrated in conference, and conference is a special session after this has been voted in which a conferees, many who will be appointed by the right-wing defenders of liberty in the House Majority Whip's office, these conferees will ultimately decide the final fate of this bill and whether this amendment will be cut off of the Child Protection Act.
All right. So let's give out the toll-free number to your members of Congress. I mean, I know some
that's right.
I know some people will say that it doesn't do any good, but I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, it does. I've been fighting this bill for the last 5 years, and believe me, folks, it makes a world of difference.
All right, hold on. Ted, let me speak here because we're running out of time. All right. 877-762-8762 is your toll-free number to Congress.
Yes.
You don't know who your congressman is, folks, you better find out. And trust me, there are people, they start getting heat on something, they're going to back off of it. Okay, www.truthtellers.org. You can order the video, Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. And if you people out there are true Christians, you better start paying attention and gathering the information in which we can use to fight this, because if not, you go along, get along, people out there. Well, I just want to pray to Jesus, and I just want to die and go to him. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The people out there that are masquerading and parading as being great protectors of liberty and the separation of church and state and all this other garbage are doing nothing but destroying the religious principles, the Christian, let me rephrase that, the Christian principles that founded this country, and there's no argument about that. If you know the true history of the founding fathers, if you understand how they believed that God had to be in this mix in order to make a nation here that was going to be blessed by him, then you can see that there's no argument. But these people are working overtime to get God out of the schools, to get God out of the public institutions, to go along with this heretic's idea of separation of church and state. No, what the First Amendment says about separation of church and state, it prohibited the government from setting up religion or taking on a certain religion and prohibiting others.
Yes.
That was the extent of it. It had nothing to do, and these hypocrites out there, why isn't the ADL right now, Reverend Pike, why are they not going after the United States Congress? Because every morning when they open, what do they start out with? A Christian prayer.
Yeah.
They're hypocrites.
Well, they choose their fights. And they found out with Mel Gibson that it didn't wash for them to call him anti-Semitic, so they kind of pulled back. They're choosing their fights. But deep down in, there's a fundamental ambition to persecute Christians, which is undeniable, which broke out in Philadelphia last year.
Let's make no mistake about this. We are not promoting that all Jews are bad.
Of course not.
You people have to understand that this is an organization. These are groups of people. They are Zionists, and they're riding on the coattails. And every time that we expose these people, the first thing to fly out of their face, well, you're anti-Semitic. And when Jewish people, the good Torah-believing conservative people that don't like to socially re-engineer the country they're in or change it in any way, what do they call them? Oh, they call them haters. They must be self-haters.
Yeah, self-hating Jews.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely garbage. Let me squeeze a couple more of the calls in here. Johanna in Texas. Hello, Johanna.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Be quick, ma'am.
All right. Well, this is a big subject, but...
edit it along the way. Just make your points.
Well, okay. And Jacob said to Rebecca, his mother, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. The Jewish are not the Jews. That's why it says in Revelation chapter 3, it says, 'Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.' They're not the true Jews, and most of the Zionists know it. A lot of the Jewish don't know it because they're not being told, but yet a friend of mine met a young Jewish man who told him that at a bar mitzvah, he was even told that he's not the Jew, that the Jewish are not the true Jews."
Really?
Yes. And I have all the proof. I need to prove it.
All right. Johanna, thanks for your call. Bob in Austin. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi. I have 2 points. One, first of all, I'd like to know what, and don't answer it because there's not much time. I want to get to my second point. I'd like to know how this bill would relate to criticizing Israel. And two, this is a second point. We're funding this. We American citizens are funding these hate crime laws and legislation because we give $2 billion cash to Israel.
$3 billion
cash. And they have no requirement to show how it is spent. And you know and I know that $2 billion is being laundered and sent back to fund not only contributions to congressmen, but also all these organizations. That is a crime, or it ought to be a crime.
Yes, I understand.
And so they cannot put in legislation that would make it a crime for me to criticize it.
Well, and that's what's at issue here. But this is going to be used ostensibly for just anti-Semitic or people that are pushing hate against Jews. No. This is much more insidious and much more deeper than this. And I'll reiterate again on this program. I love to have this on tape that I am not anti-Semitic. I am a staunch anti-Zionist. Okay? Folks,
yes.
Out there, you better pay attention to it. Thanks for your call, Bob.
Okay.
Larry in Dallas, you're up last. You got about 30 seconds, my friend.
I just wanted to let you know that the Jews are not the true Jews of Israel. It's a mistranslation. They were Judahites, also known as Israelites. This is a two-seed line war between, you know, Jacob, Israel, and Esau.
Right.
If anybody would read the book of Obadiah and find out what happens to the Jews who are Edomites, they claim it themselves in their own works and their writings. So.
Well, you better read the New Testament here rather quickly, because according to the State Department and the ADL's help, that's all hate. So.
Okay, well.
Right. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. All right. And again, the video, Hate Laws, Making Criminals of Christians, it's available on DVD. Go to www.truthtellers.org or just simply call 503-631-3808. That's 503-631-3808. Ted Pike, thank you so much, my friend. Keep me abreast of what's going on. The airwaves are yours anytime you have important information.
Thank you so much, John.
All righty. Thank you, sir. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with another edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow. Get busy, folks. Short of time.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.